I'm going to now introduce our first speaker, and the first topic is real estate issues for large loads. This topic will explore key considerations and issues affecting the development and site control for interconnect for data centers, crypto mining, and hydrogen. And I know that this is a big topic, especially in Texas, so I think we'll learn a lot about particularly the real estate around it. I know there's specific places that are better than others, and I think we'll learn about that, and then all the site control issues. Our speaker is Caitlin DeYoung at Kaelin Gates. Caitlin is an attorney at Kaelin Gates and is a member of the firm's Power and Renewable Energy and Infrastructure Practice Group. Caitlin's practice focuses on the development of renewable energy and power projects throughout the U.S., as well as the acquisition and disposition of the projects. With deep understanding of site control permitting, the interaction with local governmental authorities, equipment procurement, and construction, Caitlin provides practical solutions to turn projects from idea to a physical reality. So I'll welcome her up here now.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that introduction. As she said, my name is Caitlin DeYoung, and I have spent my entire career in the renewable energy industry and helping develop and helping people buy and sell power projects. So today, this afternoon, we'll be talking about real estate issues and considerations for projects with large loads. So what type of projects are we talking about? So usually, these projects and facilities are things that have a high demand for power, and a lot of this needs to be a consistent amount of power. Some examples of these projects are data centers and crypto mining facilities, and also in a different kind of bucket of these projects are hydrogen facilities. Typically, data centers and crypto mining facilities have a lot of servers, IT equipment, and cooling systems that have that high demand for power consistently. On the flip side, for hydrogen projects, and particularly for green hydrogen projects, the process usually requires a ton of energy with the electrolyzer, and so there needs to be that consistent power supply in order for that process to take place. So what makes these projects unique with respect to site selection? So because these projects have such a high energy demand, they tend to be co-located with other projects, and frequently these are renewable energy projects. Oftentimes, when a data center project developer will go to a local utility and they'll kind of ask about what are the typical energy demands here, what is available, they'll just say there is not sufficient power infrastructure here for your project, and you're kind of left to look elsewhere. Because of this, a lot of developers will then kind of go out and have RFPs for renewable energy projects to be co-located with their future data center projects. This also kind of comes into play because these project developers want that consistent and reliable energy as well. So if they're just kind of tapping into the local infrastructure that's already in place, they may not be able to have that reliable and consistent demand, which also makes them turn elsewhere. Due to the, on the other side of things, with respect to kind of hydrogen projects, these tend to be co-located with more transportation and distribution systems. So after you do this awesome process of making your hydrogen, you then have to transport this product somewhere. So because of that, they have to be located near either a pipeline, rail, a port to ship it out, or some other similar transportation systems to get their product to go somewhere. Because of these co-located projects, there's quite a bit of zoning consideration. So it's a little bit of chicken and the egg between which project goes first. Is it the project with the high energy load, or is it the kind of co-located project that's already in place? Because of that, you may have to go through some different zoning considerations and rezoning or getting amendments to CUPs or similar use permits in order to have both projects be able to kind of coexist together. Another thing that makes these projects unique is the shared facilities. Because these projects tend to be co-located with other projects, there is just a high use of shared facilities. So this could just be from simple things such as access roads to get to both of those projects, or it could be the kind of nuts and bolts of certain KV lines that need to be shared between the projects. And then last, even though these projects are kind of known to have that high energy demand, they also tend to have a high demand of other resources and mainly water, especially on the hydrogen side. They need the water in order to have the electrolysis happen. So they need other water resources that may or may not be present in certain locations. So you need to be aware of where that water is, where it's coming from, and who has the rights to convey those rights as well.